The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, indeed, we can. This is your country folk up in North Dakota, James Kelso, hosting the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Thank you for joining us here on October 21st, 2022. We'll be together here for a brief 60 minutes, which may include your phone call at 512-248-8252. Yes, thrill family and friends with the melodious sound of your voice coming across international radio. All you have to do is call 512-248-8252. And you actually will reach a lot of people. So have a good idea. Have a good thought. Buoy the hopes of the MAGA movement. Don't be a downer. Don't be a wet blanket. What was that thing back from the Reagan years? Don't be a nabob of negativity. Was it Rush Limbaugh that came up with that turn of phrase or someone else? Nabobs of negativity. Don't be a nabob of negativity. I mean, just because we're on the precipice of World War III, is that any reason to be negative? So give us a call. Let me give you that number again in case your pencil wasn't handy when I read it out. 512. That is the area code down there in Texas at 512-248-8252. And the website at which you can support all of this network radio positivity is republicnetwork.org. Republicnetwork.org. That's where the Republic Broadcasting Network is based. Republicbroadcasting.org, that is. Let's find something to spark your phone calling enthusiasm here. The thing I'm looking forward to for my weekend is tomorrow, Saturday, in Texas, Robstown, Texas, right next to Corpus Christi. Donald Trump will be there. That'll be a Trump rally, a mega ultra right wing, on fire rally. The Orange Man will be there. And he'll have a whole bunch of really good speakers. And I'm sure he'll have some surprise speakers. It'll be very good. We'll cover all of that Monday here on this show. I'll give you highlights from the Saturday rally as we, I didn't update my election clock yet today. What have we got? How many days left till the election? This is the 21st. We're almost done with today. So we've got 10 more days in October. Wait a minute. You're kidding. And really only about 7 days until the 8th in November. I mean, are we looking at like 17 after today, 17 days? Maybe 18 days? Woo-wee. We're getting right down to it. Wow. And it keeps looking better and better. You know, one of the things that the commies have been able to rely on for decades and decades is things like their October surprises. So something they can pull out of their rear end at the last minute to screw everything up, to throw the world into chaos. They love chaos. But hey, where is it? What happened? You guys didn't pluck anything out of your rear end this time. What, I mean, are you running out? What happened? Where's your October surprise? Where's your World War III? Where's your new super duper bioweapon that you can release? Where's your panic that you can start somewhere? They haven't come up with anything. Time's growing short here, 17 or 18 days. That's all the time you have left to put together a World War III, put together a bioweapon, super pandemic. Maybe the people are getting tired of little Anthony Fauci. Maybe putting him out there isn't working anymore. Hey, maybe we're getting sick and tired of Volodymyr Zelensky, the totally corrupt criminal that runs the criminal state of Ukraine. Maybe we really don't want to send our paychecks to Zelensky. Maybe we want to keep it right here in America. Maybe rather than defending what Zelensky considers his border, which it's not, we'd like to defend our border. So they're coming up dry at the Communist Party USA. They just don't have much to... They're running out of gas now all over the country. Numbers, and we'll get to this in a moment. Donald Trump is highlighting them better than anybody. We'll go to truthsocial.com and notice how dramatically in these last weeks, this is when the Democrats, you see, want to switch everything around. It's going the other way. It's boomeranging. It's backfiring. We're sick of them. America is waking up. All right, let's take a look. Well, let me get my chat board up here. So if any of you call in, I'll see your smiling face appear right away on my chat board, and I'll call you right away. All righty. Where to begin? Well, let's start with this. As I log into Trump, I call it Trump Social. It's Truth Social. In my mind, they're the same thing. Donald Trump's channel tonight has another at least 10,000 more followers, 4.33 million. That's not as quick a pace as we'd like to see. We'd like to see 20,000 a day, 30,000 a day added to his channel at his magnificent Truth Social website. But we'll settle for this for now. He just got listed. Google, which wouldn't put him in the Google App Store, they wouldn't even put it in there. And when they finally relented, they put it in there. And what happened? Bang, right out of the gate, it goes to number one at the Google App Store. We'll have a couple related stories on that right here coming up. So the president says, let me go down to one of those stories. This is a story that appeared at DCEnquirer.com. Let me open that story up. Let's see if I haven't got it here. Here it is right here. At DC Inquirer, Truth Social's massive success launches Trump back onto the Forbes 400, dominating Android and Apple charts. Ooh, okay. It's no secret who's the writer here. It's no secret, Reed Cooper. 45th President Donald Trump's new social media platform, Truth Social, is a huge success. But not just any success. The new app, dominating all app charts, is a success now worth over $1.8 billion. Google recently allowed, oh, so nice of the Google archipelago, Google, and I hope, you know, when I read one of these articles and I interject some comment of mine, I hope you can differentiate the straight prose of this article from my salty injections. Google recently allowed Truth Social on their Play Store for Android users, which makes up for 44% of smartphone users in the United States. And it's a hit. Truth Social instantly skyrocketed to the very top of the charts and has remained at the top of the charts as the most downloaded app in the Google Play Store for four whole days. And then here's a comment by Devin Nunes, N-U-N-E-S, the great former MAGA congressman from the foothills of the Sierra Mountains in California, who left that job to take over an even more important job, which is running Truth Social. Quote, a significant milestone in our mission to restore free speech online. It was a pleasure to work with Google. You know, and to, as an aside, and we're glad they helped us to finally bring Truth Social to all Americans, regardless of what devices they use. Unquote. CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group, Devin Nunes, told Just the News. When Truth Social was first opened, continues the article, to the public on Apple's App Store in February. Boy, I had to wait a long time. Now, wait a minute. This is October. The SOBs at the Google archipelago made us patriots wait from February to October before they allow us to be in their exalted app store. Thanks a lot, you creeps. On Apple's App Store in February, the app also boomed to the top of their charts, the Apple charts, becoming their most popular social networking app. Then here's a quote from Donald Trump. He says, did anyone happen to notice that Truth Social is number one ahead of TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Amazon, and all others? Just asking. Trump wrote in a Truth Social post on Sunday. What's even more impressive is that thanks to Truth Social's massive success, now listen in, boys and girls, this is great. Forbes added Trump back onto their Forbes 400 list of the 400 richest people in the United States. According to Forbes, Trump Media and Technology Group is now Trump's single most valuable asset. Ooh, Trump, oh, I didn't know this detail. This is good. I'm glad to hear this. Trump owns 80% of the company. Oh, yes. Which is 73 million shares at the time of the article, $25 a share worth over $1.8 billion. Folks, it's going to go way above that. Be interesting to know, can you buy a share? Is there an IPO or a way to get shares? I don't think there has been an IPO. Wow, watch it explode if there's an IPO. This, by the way, is how the big billionaires like Zuckerberg and Bezos and the rest of them, this is how they jumped from very little wealth to spectacular wealth, is by having very large percentage of ownership of a company which scaled upwards at a exponential rate, going overnight to millions, then tens of millions, then hundreds of millions of users, and even billions, with very low overhead. Trump's got the formula. He's got it set up. He's got the ducks lined up in a row to make billions. And why do we need him to be rich? Why is it important for the leader of our cause to be quite wealthy? Well, he has to be in order to survive the withering assaults launched against him. This is very good news. Part of their strategy was to bankrupt Donald Trump, destroy his properties, destroy his golf courses, destroy his hotels, destroy his brands, destroy every undertaking with the Trump brand on it or Trump investment, and bankrupt the president, wage lawfare against him so that he would have to expend what money he did have defending himself against persecutorial lawsuits and judges. Okay, it says, the article continue, but this is Forbes writing now, but make no mistake, Trump is extremely rich. In fact, the former president climbs back onto the Forbes 400 this year after dropping off 12 months ago, with his estimated net worth jumping from $2.5 billion to $3.2 billion, enough to qualify for number 343 on the ranking of America's richest people, Forbes reported. And this is exciting. His number one asset now is not Trump Tower in Chicago or New York. It's not, what's his golf course in Miami there? The name will come to me in a moment. It's not his golf course in New Jersey. It's Truth Social is number one. Wow. Now here's Devin Nunes commenting. He says, it took us a while to get here, but we're glad to be here. So we're hopeful now that everyone who has an Android, are you listening out there? You've got a cell phone. Is it an Android or is it an Apple? Can either go to the Google Play Store or the Samsung Galaxy Store and download the app. I've done it. It goes like greased lightning. Our next feature, now here we go. Children, listen up. Our next feature, says Devin Nunes, to come out is direct messaging, so that you can be not only in a social network and get your news, but people that you follow and people that follow you, you'll be able to communicate with them. And it's all part of us building out this separate ecosystem of giving the American people their voice, unquote, Nunes revealed. Ooh-wee, I'm liking all the sounds there. That's really good. All righty. Okay, let's look for another story here. And where did I get that story? I got it at truthsocial.com. Where else? Be there or be square. Next story up. Let's see here. All right, here's one from the president put up 4 hours ago. Here's a poll that he's liking. It is an Ohio poll. Ohio 2024 general election poll. Trump, what is the preference in Ohio? I don't know what the poll sampling is, but it's up on Trump's site, so it's a major and it's a solid poll. Trump, 55%. Biden, 35%. Ooh, ouch. Oh, Joe. Oh, Jill. You're down by 20 percentage points in the key state of Ohio. You're not going to keep the presidency that way, sir. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Over for good. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. No glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
I love it, John Rich. Folks, let's go to a caller here, Betty in North Carolina. Betty, are you there?
I am, and I thank you so much for taking my call. This website of the president's has just tickled me to pink, because I have been trying for a couple of years now to get a website set up at least one precinct in this whole country in which the precinct would have a public service website in which three offices from the four levels of government, that's 12. I've called the home offices and they said they'd be delighted to have a weekly statement on the issues of the week for these people. And I'm not able to take it anyplace, but to me, it seems to me that the country, firsthand information from your representative in your precinct at four levels of government, that every week you could catch up firsthand data at that website would really benefit a great deal most of our voting.
Yes, and you know, Betty, I'll tell you, yes, what you're talking about, which is so true, the left's trick, dirty trick, they've played on all of us Americans for our entire lives, is to strangle the flow of information. They've controlled the flow of information. They realized early on this was the key. We're just trusting good people, and we don't have any nefarious plan to control everything, but they do. That's what they live for. So they controlled the information. Now, what you're talking about, yes, we've got to find a way to punch through that stranglehold of information. Now, the subject I opened the show with, which is truthsocial.com, Trump's website, that's the whole idea behind that website and the social network and messaging system and everything else. And I'll tell you what, it's going to expand into a streaming TV. I guarantee it. It'll happen. You'll be able to see Donald Trump live every day on their streaming TV. And and it's going to have all of the bells and whistles that you need to survive against the stranglehold, to punch through it. So, for instance, I'm sure Truth Social already, they must have server farms, to have vast banks and arrays of servers that they own. Iron, you could call it. They have iron that they own. They're not renting. They're not dependent upon anybody, you know, any Jeff Bezos type of person who can cut them off. So he's got this going. And, this, you know, I'll tell you what, Betty, he's made it. Your dream is coming true here. Here, what you're talking about.
It would take 50 years.
Yeah, well, there you go. Your dream of having the information for your precinct, for your county, for your local area, to have that available, you need a place where truth can be spoken. And you'll see it. Truth Social is wide open. So, Betty, you'll be free to propound your ideas, to set up the communication networks that you would like to see created. You'll be able to do it on Truth Social. They aren't going to squelch you. They aren't going to censor you.
So I haven't made any headway for 2 years.
Well,
I can't even get another person interested.
Your patience is paying off. I notice you're in North Carolina there. Are you in Western, Eastern North Carolina? What part of North Carolina?
No, I'm not actually there either.
Oh, okay.
I'm 93 years old and just staying with my kids.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. And by the way, folks, when you call in, you don't need to use your real name. You don't need to use your real location. You can make up any old kind of handle you want. We love you. And it's very understandable. People, you know, have reasons to not want to say, hey, my name's James Kelso, and I live in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Here's my P.O. box, and here's my phone number, 701-317-5317. Not everybody is free to do that sort of thing. Maybe I'm not even, but I do it anyway. And but it's wonderful having our own patriot, avenues of communication.
God bless you, and thank you for taking my phone call.
Well, thank you, Betty.
Thank you.
Thank you for your perseverance and your enduring. Thank you.
Okay, there. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. The she's charming. Let's go to here's a story. Now, we got a break here, but I've got a really great audio clip for you. Stay tuned. Right after this break, you're going to hear a crowd explode.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate,
Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Happy Columbus Day. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Yes, I said Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus challenged the science of his time and was right. He did not fall off the edge of a flat earth. Instead, he charted the path to the New World, a pioneer worth celebrating. Columbus's daring journey into the unknown should be recognized as proof that science is never settled. Science should always be questioned and challenged, and anyone who says that the science is settled clearly does not understand the basic principles of science itself. Facts can only maintain their factual status if they are routinely questioned and challenged. To be fair, the indigenous people of the Americas deserve celebration too. Maybe there should be a National Indigenous Peoples Day, but it should not replace Columbus Day. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you.
We're back, folks. Now, I've got a clip for you you're going to love. You're going to be hearing a evangelical pastor talking to a huge, as Trump would say, huge crowd. I'm not sure where the crowd is. It might be in Phoenix. I'm not sure. But it's a bunch of Americans somewhere in America, just like Betty, they're in somewhere in America. This is a huge crowd. I mean, I don't know how big this crowd is. It's tens of thousands of people, just as far as you can see, as high as you can see, in a huge arena. And the pastor leading the congregation is Gene Bailey. So listen to what he asks the crowd. And this just in the middle of a, you know, in the middle of a meeting. He asks them a question and listens to what happens to the crowd. And this is an evangelical get-together. It's not a political get-together. It's not a political rally. But a question is asked by Pastor Gene Bailey. Listen to the answer. And then I think, you know, to place, this is a evangelical meeting that's has the name Flashpoint Live, and it is affiliated with Kenneth Copeland. So to somewhat place it for you there in the evangelical world. And remember, of all of the groups supporting Donald Trump, what is the largest one? The largest self-identifying group of American patriots. It's not even close, folks. Evangelicals. Listen up. You're going to hear a few of them in a moment here. Let me find it. Now, where did I locate this? This is a post on Donald Trump's own channel. He put this up, and here was the president. He put up the link, and I'm about to click on it, so you'll hear it. And all the president says in all caps is, wow, thank you.
So, Dale, if you're taking a camera shot, I want you to tell President Trump what you think of him right now.
This is 20,000 people. Every single one.
That's right. All right.
He has to get Pastor Bailey has to call for order. They would just keep on going. Now, folks, I don't care who you are out there, Ron DeSantis, whoever it is, try that. Have Pastor Bailey ask 20,000 or more people in a huge arena. What was his question? Let me go back to the start and get his question again. And substitute for the name Donald Trump.
So Dale.
Substitute for the name Donald Trump. Have Pastor Bailey ask, so what do you think of, and then substitute any name you want, Ron DeSantis, about Mike Pence. Okay. What kind of response do you think he would get? Would it be anything like what this is going to be right here?
If you're taking a camera shot, I want you to tell President Trump what you think of him right now.
Every person is waving. Every person is screaming. Every person is on their feet. This is not a political rally. This is a revolution. There's nobody, case closed. That's it right there. I mean, do I need to, propound on the subject and try to establish, no, there it is. You just heard it. That was the prima facie proof of what the Trump movement is, the MAGA movement. And all of those people, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm looking at the crowd there. I'm trying to see, is there somebody sitting down still? Is there somebody not waving both arms? Is there anybody? They're all, and this just erupted. It's just spontaneous. It's not like the pastor built them up, like, okay, come on. All right, now come on. I didn't hear you. Come on, I didn't hear you. No, he just pops that question out of the blue, and the crowd just explodes. That's what you're part of out there in radio land out there. We're all part of this. And this is, well, that's beautiful. That's all I can say. Now let's go to another post from the president here. There's some really good ones here. Now I'm going to hit refresh. Because maybe he's got a couple thousand more followers. Maybe he's got a new post. Okay, this is one I'll probably come back to this. This is linked from Breitbart.com. Of course, everybody, we all spend some time on Breitbart. We all salute Andrew Breitbart, one of the progenitors of Patriot Media, and who died too soon. And the article is by Nolte, who I think is the editor at Breitbart now. Donald Trump is America's most popular politician. So I'll come back to that in a moment. Let's go down to another one here. Here's one, a comment from the president himself, and he says this. This is 8 hours ago, so this is fresh. This is since we met up last night, so we need to hear this. This is a message from General Patton to us in the trenches here. The FBI and the Department of Justice and vintage Donald Trump. The word justice is in ironic quotation marks. What is he saying there? Well, we know what he's saying there. But no one has ever done that before, Donald Trump. Ronald Reagan would never have dreamed of issuing a statement calling the Justice Department something in ironic quotes. But that's needed because that's the truth. That's the level of corruption. It shouldn't be dignified with the word justice without those ironic quotes. The FBI and the Department of Justice, which paid a man $200,000 to spy on me, that's this guy Danchenko, and offered a $1 million bounty to try and prove a totally made up and fake dossier about me, they went down in flames, are now leaking nonstop on the Democrat, the document hoax, to the fake news. Who could ever trust corrupt, weaponized agencies? And that includes NARA, the National Archives, who disrespects our Constitution and Bill of Rights to keep and safeguard any records, especially since they've lost millions and millions of pages of information from previous presidents. Also, who knows what NARA and the FBI plant into documents or subtract from documents? We will never know, will we? That's a very profound statement right there. That's a statement that George Orwell would appreciate immediately. What the president is saying there is that Big Brother, operating out of his Ministry of Truth, is changing all of the records, changing, altering the documents, making them disappear when convenient, fabricating new ones when convenient, controlling what? As Betty was talking about, controlling the flow of information, controlling your mind. That's the goal. If they can control the flow of information to which you have access, their belief, which is borne out by the facts, it's based on reality, their belief is they can control you. They can control your thinking. They can make you believe their crap. They can make you enthusiastically put a Ukrainian flag on your front yard, to put a Ukrainian lapel pin in your suit or on your dress. They can get their crap between your ears by controlling the flow of information into your ears, eyes. We will never know, will we? Another profound philosophical statement from this profound president. Donald Trump is no lightweight. Anybody out there that thinks you're smarter than Donald Trump, well, good luck. Good luck with that. This man is a world-class, world-historical genius and giant. So maybe some of you out there think of yourselves as a world-class genius, and you also think of yourself as a world-class giant. Well, Does your mother even believe that? Okay. Let's go to another bit of, okay, let's go to this previously referenced link from the president. He says, we're going to Breitbart now, and let me just go to the link. I haven't read this article yet, so this is new to me, as it is to you. The president sending me here. Here's an article by John Nolte at Breitbart. He says, according to the respected Harvard Harris poll, despite 2 years of a 24/7 media hate campaign, there's a reference to 1984 again there, because remember the 2 minutes hate in 1984, nonstop every day, 2 minutes hate over and over again during the day. Despite 2 years of a 24/7 media hate campaign, Donald Trump is America's most popular and favorite politician. According to Harvard Harris, 47% of those polled view Trump favorably, while 47% view him unfavorably. That is a net favorability of zero. No one, now listen to this, folks. Nobody scored better. And remember, you want Donald Trump's unfavorability number to be high, because there are a lot of really bad people in the United States, a lot of really dumb people, a lot of very destructive people. Do you want them loving Donald Trump? Of course not. Is it important for your local drug dealers and pimps to really respect and admire the county sheriff? Does the county sheriff, are his feelings hurt because the local pimps don't respect him? Of course not. They hate his guts because he keeps rounding them up. So, of course they hate Donald Trump. But no one scored better. Compare that to his fraudulency, Joe Biden, whose net favorability is -8. Only 43% view him favorably, but a majority of 51% view him unfavorably. Former Vice President Mike Pence, I'll pause here for everybody to boo. We can all boo together here and make hissing sounds. What a dope Mike Pence is. I mean, he's such an obvious fraud in his mannerisms. Look at his eyes. Watch that kind of a tick that he has of nodding his head back and forth when he makes one of his, you know, we Americans, and then he nods his head, and he shakes around in a certain way. It's so canned and scripted in Mike Pence. What a fraudulent person. Former Vice President Mike Pence came in second to Trump with a 44% favorable rating and a 40% unfavorable. Her vice fraudulency, Kamala Harris, is underwater by 10 points. Only 40% view this dingbat favorably, while 50% view the dingbat unfavorably. Outgoing, oh, I love this. This touch by John Nolte. He inserts the word outgoing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Beautiful, Nolte, beautiful. Outgoing House, because she is going out, folks. She's going out the back door. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is a whopping 22 points underwater, with only 33% viewing her favorably, while 55% see her unfavorably. And then election denier Hillary Clinton, that's good, election denier. Because remember, she denied the 2016 election. You know, she said it was fraudulent, is underwater by 13 points. Only 38% view her favorably, while 51% view her unfavorably. Going back to Trump, his very unfavorable number is pretty high at 38%, but Joe Biden's is even higher at 39%. Meanwhile, Trump's very favorable rating tops Biden's 28 to 22%. These are remarkable numbers that again show how the corporate media have lost their ability, okay, everybody, this is important, to sway and manipulate public opinion. An example of this is Russian President Vladimir Putin. Only 11% view him favorably, while 75% see him unfavorably. Think about that. The media and Democrats have poured much more hate over Trump than over Putin. Yet Trump remains, after 7 years of vicious attacks, the most popular politician in America. All right, I'll just pause, put my finger in the article right there. We'll be right back after this break.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Strong. Back when the country was strong.
Back before.
And you know, you'll hear promotions on the Republic Broadcasting Network for purchasing gold and silver bullion, gold and silver coins, and smart folks. And you'll hear in that promotion, they'll say the purpose of buying is not the number one purpose, not to make money. That's a good reason to buy gold and silver. But the primary reason is to protect the wealth you have because of the reliability of real money. gold, real money, silver. And so you know, how do you protect the value that's in, you know, that paper money that you're holding? That paper money can be undermined in a second, in a twinkling. The federal government can do something in regards to Federal Reserve notes that just wipes out their value. And but the gold's not going to be wiped out. Silver's not going to be wiped out. So it's a great way. It's a hedge. It's an insurance policy. It's a way to protect some of your wealth. So that's all the advice you hear from people. Ron Paul. Ron Paul, for years, he had an interlude between, he actually had two periods as United States Congressman from Texas, from Victoria, Texas there. And he actually came back to Congress after he quit out of disgust. He quit after Congressman Larry McDonald, who was the president of the John Birch Society, was shot out of the sky. We still don't know exactly what happened. You know, like so many things in government that we, as the president said, we'll never know, will we? There's so much lying, and the deception is so complete. What happened on 9/11 with the Twin Towers and with World Trade Center stuff? What actually happened? Kind of important. 3,000 people being tumbling 100 stories. What a way to go. Kind of important to know who did that. Somebody did it, didn't they? But do we know who did it? No. Does the federal government know who did it? Yes. Yes. Somebody in the federal government does know who did it. And in fact, I'll offer you my thought, they did it. So, but Ron Paul quit as a congressman out of disgust after Larry McDonald was assassinated in KAL-007, shot out of the sky, disappeared, never seen again. But then he came back. Oh my goodness! Look, I do this over and over again. I run right into the time clock. There's an interesting story there that will remain for a future show. But we'll see you again here on Monday after the big rally tomorrow. Don't miss the show on Monday, because what's Trump going to do tomorrow? You only find out on Monday. See you then.
Church.